Okay, so generally we discuss the Parsha, or the Mo'adim, or Inyana Diyuma, but I guess we can count this as Inyana Diyuma as well. So we'll be in honor of the birth of our daughter, so we will discuss the Minag, if there is such a Minag, if there's a source, the idea of making a Kiddush for a girl. We perhaps we've heard stories about segulas and different things connected to making Kiddush for a girl, and we'll discuss those things as well.
Like a Simchat Bat?
No, I don't know. A Kiddush, well, you know, Kiddush, in a shul, on a Shabbos, or something like that.
Another excuse to drink
Shabbos. Another excuse to drink.
Is there any school for any Kiddushes?
What? We're going to get to what we get. Okay, let's jump into the earliest source. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Tariyach and Aleph tells us about Boaz. Amar Rav Meah Ve'eshrim Mishtos Asa Boaz Laban of Boaz. The Gemara is talking about that Boaz is Ibtzan. Ibtzan is one of the Shoftim, and the Gemara says that Boaz is Ibtzan. That's the Gemara's premise, and then it makes the following points. That Boaz slash Ibtzan prepared 120 feasts for his children, Shemar, Vahilo Shloshim Banim, Ushloshim Banos, that he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, Shalach Hachutza, Ushloshim Banos, and he then 30 daughters that he brought in, and he judged Israel for 7 years, right? So he had 30 sons, 30 daughters. The 30 daughters, the 30 sons went out and found 30 girls, and the 30 girls that he had found 30 boys, and then he had a lot of shidduchim going on. Uvachol echas v'echas, for each one that he had, asa shnei mishtos, he made two simchas for each one. He made two parties for each of the children. Echad v'beis aviv, echad v'beis chaviv. Now there's a gears in the Gemara that says one in his house and one in the house of the in-laws. Now the simple understanding of the Gemara according to Rashi is that he made two simchas, two feasts for each child by the wedding. There was a simcha by his house and a simcha by the in-laws' house for each child. That's 120, 60 kids times two, 120 feasts. Let's look at what Rabbeinu Gershom writes in his parish in the Gemara. Me'ev Esther Mishtos. She'asa lamed labanav alamed labanav. 30 for the sons, 30 for the daughters. Shayalom. Shishi mishtos mishinoldo. 60 simchas, 60 sudas when they were born. Uvashulchan chutzal the notes of asa lamed mishtos shiknis asa banav lachupa. Asa lamed mishtos hareikan kufkaf mishtos. And when they got married, each of the 60 children had another suda, had another simcha by that event. So we see from Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not, in his understanding of the Gemara, that it was two kiddushes, two sudas, when they got married, but rather when every child was born, he made a kiddush. So we see all the way back to Boaz slash Ibtzan, that there was a minhag, or a pre-existing idea, to make a kiddush on the birth of a child, son or daughter. You should have a kiddush, some sort of suda event at that time. That is source number one. The second source is in Maseches Smachos. So Maseches Smachos is the Braisa on the Evel Rabasi. It's a work of Chazal going into the Gaonic period, but certainly a source in Chazal. And they refer to the idea of something called a Shavua Habas. There was some event in the days of the Gemara called a Shavua Habas, something about a daughter. So the Ritz Gaius, one of the Rishonim, writes in his Shari Simcha, which is on the Maseches Smachos, and he says, "Uba evil tanya yisoma leisis v'yisoma la'aris yisoma kodem machlokus who gets married first shavua habas v'shavua ben shavua ben kodem." If I have two conflicting events, a shavua habas versus a shavua haben, so a shavua haben comes first. Whatever that means, coming first, what those things are not our point right now. What our point is, though, is that you see an old custom to have something called a Shavua Habas, some sort of event around the birth of a daughter. And this is cited not only here in the Ritz Gaius, the concept of a Shavua Habas is cited in the Ramban, in his Torah Sa'adam, on the Mosad of Cook edition, page 109, the Orchas Chaim of Aaron of Lunel and Chelet Beis by Hilchas Mila, also cites the minhag of this Shavua Habas, some sort of celebration around the birth of the daughter. Comes the Margolios Hayam. The Margolios Hayam and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis cites the question of the Nodi Yehuda. The Nodi Yehuda has a parish on Shulchan Aruch called the Dagol Mervava. So in Yoreh Day in Siddum Kufay and Ches, the Nodi Yehuda asks, how come we have a Shalom Zachar, we have an event when the boy is born, But we don't have a shalom bas, a shalom nekeva. We have a shalom zachar, but we don't have something for the girl. That's the question that Rav Yaakov Emden asks, the No Debuta asks, they leave Sarachim. Says the Margolios Hayam, no, they did have something. They did have something that was an equivalent of a shalom zachar, and it was called a Shavua Bas, in honor of the birth of the daughter. And for whatever reason, he says, it fell out of use. It did not become common after a certain point in time, but there was a minhag. So we have two sources in Chazal, one going back to Boaz, one going back to a custom in the days of the Gemara, to have some sort of event, some sort of suda, some sort of kiddush, for the birth of a girl. Why? We're going to go through three reasons right now that are given as to why this custom came about. We'll begin with the most unique and perhaps the most famous of the reasons. Let's begin with one of the earliest sources. This story that we're about to discuss is cited over here. Earliest I found the Sefer Vidarash, the Chakarta, Chelek Gimel Sim Chaf Beis. It's also brought in the Tshuvas Hanagos with Shtirmbach and Chelek Beis, Sim Kuf Lamed Beis. Listen to this story. Vishnei Uvdos His Parsimu. Two stories I want to tell you, writes the Vidarash of the Chakarta. Avreich Nichnas Lahagon, Rav Menachem Shach, somebody came to Rav Shach Shlita. Obviously, this was written a while ago. B'sholu im chayim hu la'asos kiddush ahuletus bito shenolalo kishana achar chasunaso. Do I have to make a kiddush? Am I chayim to make a kiddush for the birth of my daughter? You know, a year after being married, they had a healthy baby girl. B'heishavlo, Rav Shach told him, b'sheila. We answered with a question. Lu yitzur sha'yisa mechake eser sharim achar chasunasech alizakos lezer shakayama. Let's say you had to wait 10 years to have a healthy child. You married for 10 years, it took you 10 years to have a child, he says. Let's imagine. You had a girl. Would you make a kiddush, young man? Would you make a kiddush on such an event? Of course I would make a kiddush. 10 years, have a child? Of course I'd make a kiddush. Amar Leis, Rav Shach said to him, you have to make two kiddushes, says Rav Shach. Echad al zeh shelo sevalta es hashanim, one that Hashem gave you the bracha that you could have children right away, and second vasheni ahuladas bitacha, and second that you had a daughter. That's the first message from Rav Shach. That's the first one. It's a bracha. We shouldn't take advantage of it. Two, beis. This is the story we care about for this evening. Abba nichnas lahagon, where we saw Yaakov Kanievsky, that saw someone came to the cipher. Im tsara b'fiv, he was so upset. His daughter perhaps was not following in line with the family traditions, perhaps off the derech. Shalu Hagon Rav Yisrael Yaakov Imasisa Kiddush Kishnolda. Sir, father, did you make a kiddush when your daughter was born? So Amar Lei Lav, he said, no, I never made a kiddush when she was born. Lo Nagu came to Mukamenu, not the custom in the town where I come from to make kiddushes when the girl is born. Amar Lei Nu Zehuza. He says, why do we make a kiddush on the birth of a girl? Because when you make a kiddush, people come to the kiddush, they have some challahs, they have some kugel, they get something to drink, and they come over to the mother and the father, and they tell them, Shiyizka via legadla latora, lechuppa, ulamasim tovim. You should bench your daughter, she should go to Torah, to chuppah, and to have good deeds. Ba'onim, and what do the parents say? Amen. Thank you for the bracha. Umiskaimim habrachos. Ava kasheein osim kiddush ein mevarchim. But if there's no kiddush, where do the parents have the opportunity to be blessed by the community and their friends and family to have nachas and good things from their daughter? V'yesh tzaras rachman al-san. Unfortunately, negative thing, you need the brachos to help things move along. It's good to have these brachos. Sheinena goda l'tor l'chol l'masim tovim. It could turn out the other way. So says the Stipler. By a boy, we don't need a kiddush. Why? Because we all say, by the Ismila, you should be zoch legal to tell the chuppah masim tovim. It's already inserted in the system that the parents should get the bracha. But the girl, what do you get? At best an email, you know, mazel tov, bracha v'atzlacha. Well, how much do you get by the girl? So says the disciple, the point of the kiddush is not to have another drink. The point of the kiddush is to give your community opportunities to go and give such a bracha. This is the story attributed to the Stipler. Now let's throw a wrench into the system for a moment. What you have here is the Sefer Derech Sicha, Rav Mordechai Mann, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. recorded a number of Shabbos table conversations he had with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So in Chelek Aleph on page Lamed Gimel, listen to the following account, and you'll tell me where something went wrong. Asiyas Kiddush. What?
He
remembered, and then he wrote it down afterwards. That was a different year. So Asiyas Kiddush Aleidas Bas Amar Harav. So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, Etzleinu Asu Kiddush Rak Bas Rishon. He says, by my daughter, by my kids, we only made a kiddush by our first daughter. Valeo Ser, not the other kids. Vegam Zelu Kulam, not everybody makes kiddushes. Itzel Biti HaRishona, Shinolda Asasas HaChamosi El Vashalu Kiddush. She says, my mother-in-law made a kiddush when she was born. Ein Sarach Lasos Achar Bas Rishona. Itzel HaBas Rishona Zer Rabusa. O Kishyesh Hefzei Kam Hashanim Shizer Rabusa Osim Kiddush Valeo Ser. Bechlal Mihua Omer Shit Sarach Lasos Kiddush. Bechlal, you don't have to make a kiddush. It's a nice thing. But says Rechaim Kiyasli, you don't have to make a kiddush. Sheila. So, Rav Mordechai Mann asks the following question at the table. Hayisi be Los Angeles. I was once visiting Los Angeles. V'hayash sham v'beis ha-knesses kiddush b'shabbos. There was a kiddush in the shul. Al-bas shehi kvar b'gil chaf he-shadim. They made a kiddush for a girl who's 25 years old. Ki lo asu kiddush b'zman le-dasa. They never made a kiddush when she was born. U'b'shem aviv maran akilas Yaakov zatzal. And they said in the name of the stipel, your father, Amr Shalchem lo holech lo b'shiduchim. Because the bracha is, the Torah l'chub l'basim tovim. So there is this superstitious feeling. There's this idea, I don't want to call it superstitious, but there's this idea, this skula, that the inyan behind the kiddush is that it helps with shiduchim. So you find stories, this is not the only place I heard this idea, you find stories of young women who are not married yet, and the parents make a kiddush, so they can be blessed with the bracha of a god of the Torah, the chub l'masim tovim. So this is where Mordechai Mann said, tells Rav Chaim Kanievsky, tshuva, mihim tzizos, who told you this? V'chilo ayisi shameas avayis? I never heard this in my house from my father, the stipler. Ma'olav lo amar lasos kiddush b'mishpacha. We never had kiddushes by the family, by the girls. It wasn't done. Whoever told you this is made up. There's no such thing. You make a kiddush because, you know, it helps with the shidduchim or something like that. No inyan b'chlal.
Did his girls get married?
What?
Did his girls get married?
Who? Can I guess these girls? I think so. I'm sure it worked out. So this is not the only place where this is recorded. As we know, I'm not always a fan of the Sfarim that quote things from Chaim Kanievsky because they're not always so accurate, but it's repeated as well in the Sefer Dolu Mashka, the same thing. He said, there's no need to make a kiddush. My father never said this thing. The Sefer Alei Siach as well, recorded as well, saying that his father never said such a thing. So you have a problem. Everyone quotes the idea from the Sefer. All you have to do in yeshiva and say, what's the need of making kiddush? And you just say two words, the Sefer, everybody knows the whole story. It's a famous story by the Sefer. But his son is telling us, lo haya v'lo nivra, no such thing ever happened. So I want to suggest an answer. I came across a sefer once in a shul's library. The sefer is not so easy to find, but I came across the sefer, and I was reading a chapter in this book, and I think we have the answer here of where this historical confusion came from. Look over here on the next page. This is the sefer Iyunei Halachos. So Iyunei Halachos is written by the brother of the popular sefer Piskei Tshuvos. He has another sefer in Halacha. So this is the Iyunei Halachos Chelek Aleph, page Shin Chafei. Tam nosaf shal piv noagim lasos kiddush b'shabbos kodesh l'achar holedus habas, the meaning to have a kiddush by the daughter, hu al pi ha'ovdus shabab pam avi bask bogeros et nehagona kodesh, Rav Mordechai Dov me Hornstipel. The Rebbe of Hornstipel is the original story of where it came from. And he goes through the whole thing again. I'm not going to read it inside. The father came to the Rebbe of Hornstipel, Rav Mordechai Dov, and he said, I have a daughter, she's not getting married. He says, he asked her, did you make a kiddush? And he told the girl, father, go make a kiddush. And the girl got married. And he came back, right? He came back the second year, the second paragraph, tell him the good news. And he said, what's the name by a kiddush? And he told him the whole idea. By the Shalom Zachar, by the Bismillah, they get brachos. Tizke lachnisa berviso, the God of the Torah, lechub b'masim tovim, like we find in the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuflam and Zion. But we don't have it by the girl, and therefore that's why we make a kiddush an kantoch dvarav. So, I think this is the answer. Where does the stipler get his name from? Rav Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, his father was a chassid of the Rebbe of Hornstipel. And when his father passed away, the mother moved to the town of Hornstipel. And when Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky went to yeshiva, as the minhag in Europe was, you were known by the city you came from. So he was called Stipler, because he came from the town of Hornstipel. And therefore the names are interconnected to one another. And therefore it must be that something got mixed up in transmission, and the stories of the Rebbe of Hornstipel, not Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, and therefore that would be the original source, going back even further than the Stipler Gaon as well. If you look here, I didn't bring it over here, sorry, the Netai Gabriel Tzinner Hilchos Nidach El Gimel Perek Ayin, he also attributes it to the Rebbe of Hornstipel, and it's clear over here that the reason is here given by the Rebbe of Hornstipel. This is where the minhag comes from. But what I want to walk away from this first reason is that it's so important that when you go to the kiddush for a girl, not just to take another piece of cake, but to walk over to the parents, wish them mazel and bracha, they should be tizka legad l'torah chum b'masim tovim, and all the possible thing comes from it. If there's a purpose to the kiddush, make sure you don't walk out of the kiddush without fulfilling the purpose behind it. That is reason number one. Number two comes the classic Tamei HaMinhagim in Siman Tuf Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes in the Kuntres Achron, citing the Sefer HaMaor HaGadol. And he says as follows, Kurei Moed Anshei Shem V'zeh L'shon Shamati She'afilu Ba'eish She'korei Shem Lebito Hanodu Huksas Mitzvah. When you name your daughter, it's a mitzvah, L'smach V'laso Suda, to rejoice and make a Suda, Kibad Neshama Kedoshim Olam Elyom. The Neshama is coming into the body, the greater part of the Neshama comes with the name, Ki Neshama Baba Ispias Hashem Da. The completion of the child's Neshama comes by the naming of the child, Ki Nefesh Chai Hushmo, Lechem V'Bnei, Aliyah, Yodin, people who know. They make a big simcha, lahalal, l'shabeach, l'boron, to praise Hashem. This is a big simcha by the naming of the daughter. A big simcha is made, says the Sefer HaMaor HaGadol, by the naming of the daughter. So this is a celebration of the naming of the daughter. That's where the kiddush comes from. The mincha sisach dain weiss in the chelok dalad. In Simukuf Zion, bring here inside, he cites the Tamei HaMinhagim, and he suggests that people generally make the Kiddush on Shabbos because there are more people around, and Barovam Hadras Velach, a greater Simcha, and therefore that's why they make the Kiddush at that point. And he notes this relates to the issue of being Maver on a mitzvah in its earlier time to have a greater performance of the mitzvah. Right? I could either celebrate earlier or I could do it later on with more people. But that's not a discussion right now. Look here in the Emes the Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky and Orach Chaim and Reish Sadi. So he says, being in Minag Lasos Kiddush Achalitis Abbas, Haminag Hu Lasos Kiddush B'Yom Kriyas Hashem, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, if the Minag should be to do it on the day of the naming of the girl, to have a Kmo Kriyas Hashem to Zachar, no different than by the Bris Mili, quotes the Drisha. Then he writes something interesting. There's no reason to make a kiddush if it's not the day of the making of the giving of the name. You're not doing anything if it's not the day of naming the girl. No purpose. That would only be having drinks. But there wouldn't be any fulfillment of having a suda here. Then he gives a second time you can make a kiddush. There are three stages. The second date you can make the kiddush for the girl is la'achar lamed yom, on the 30th day, yishmakum l'sudazu, daz yatsa michlal nefel, because 30th day, we know that in halacha the child is left the status of, you know, possibly being stillborn, rachman al-islam, that's what we have a pigeon of ben by the 30th day. So by the 30th day, the child is considered to be a bar kayama, it's really moving into the world, and that would be a celebration as well. So the 30th day after birth would be a reason to have a suda on that day. And he says, we see by the pigeon Aben, the Ode Shmakum, the third option is the Achar Peyom, on the 80th day, to whose man hakrovas a korban in a cave, because that would be the day you would bring a korban after having a girl to bring the korban based on Migdash. Aval Be'em says, man manal, ain makum a beer suda zu. There's no reason to have a suda. Those are the three times, either the day it's named, the 30th day, or the 80th day, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. But in between those days, no reason to make a suda. That is reason number two, connected to the naming of the daughter. Three, writes the Mishmer Shalom, it's simply a sign of Shevach Vahoda for having the brach of having a child. Probably the simplest and most logical reason out of all of them. Make a kiddush to give thanks to Hashem He had a child just like Rav Shach told that young man who had a daughter after his first year of marriage as well. To thank Hashem for this tremendous bracha. Look here from Rav Shturmbach in Tshuvas and Agos Chelek Aleph and Simon Tafresh Tes. Also, he repeats it in other Tshuvas as well in Chelek Beis. So he says, "L'inyan HaKiddush Nagu La'asos V'Leidus Abbas Yesh Omim Shezeu L'Farsim Hadavar," to publicize the matter. Kain Shapirish V'Tshumas Hadeshen, like the Sudas Pidgin Ben, the Parsim Shenifta, to make a big celebration that the mitzvah has occurred. And he says, "Kain HaKiddush L'Farsim Hadavar Shenikrish Shem B'Yisrael." The fees are royal, the Seder are Kiddush for Shabbos. That's what we have on Shabbos. Vanir Shasuda Kiddush Shabbos, Kedah Hodala Kaddish Baruch Hu. Thanking Hashem for all these wonderful things as well. The Divrei Sofrim, which is a Sefer on Hilchos Avelis, so he points out that an Avel can go to a Kiddush for a girl and eat there as long as the Kiddush is in the home, if it's Babayas of the Baal Simcha. But if it's in a shul, in a hall, something like that, that's considered too public, he says, and therefore you should not go to such an event. And if the father of the girl, and he's an avel, then certainly he can have the suda outside the home, even during shloshim, no problem whatsoever. So that is the inyan of making a suda, making a kiddush for a girl. Pretty straightforward, not so complicated. Just want to end, or the last part, I want to discuss the inyan of having a daughter. What does Chazal say about having a daughter? And how do we relate to it? There are two Gemaras where this is discussed. One is the Gemara in Bava Basra, we'll see right now. The other is the Gemara in Nida and Daf Amar Aleph. We're not going to discuss the Gemara in Nida, just for time constraints. But let's look at this Gemara in Bava Basra. I didn't bring it inside because I wanted to fit everything on two sheets. So I'll tell you the Gemara outside, and we'll try to explain it. Says the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tazayin Amar Beis. It's reported that a daughter was born to Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Huda Anasi. And he was upset that he didn't have a son. Rabbi Shimon was upset that he didn't have a son, that he had a daughter. So his father said to him, this is having a daughter is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Puravu. This is also part of, the Ratzon Hashem. And Bar Kapara then said to Rabbi Shimon, your father consoled you with meaningless consolation. What he told you was a waste of time. So what are you supposed to do with that Gemara? What's going on over here? So comes the Ben Yehoyada, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, and he explains that Rabbi Shimon was upset because this was his first child. And if your first child is a girl, what can you not do?
Pigeon.
Can't have a pigeon aben anymore. Rabbi Shimon was upset that he could not fulfill the mitzvah of pigeon aben anymore. So his father, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, turned to him and said, you didn't lose out on it. What can you do if you want to have a pigeon aben? Marry somebody else. Take a second wife. And you'll have a pigeon aben over there. You fulfill the mitzvah of puravu through another way. So Bar Kapara overheard Rabbi Yehuda Anasi told his son about going, getting married and having another wife and doing pigeon aben with the next child. So he says, first of all, it's meaningless. It's meaningless advice. Why? It's because nobody really marries a second wife anyway, even in the days of the Gemara. It's not something that's done. Even if you could, nobody really did it. And even if you did, who's to guarantee that you're going to have a son that time, and the third wife, and the fourth, and the fifth wife? You don't know. So your father's advice is meaningless advice. So that's how they understand the first part of the Gemara. The Gemara continues with the Brisa, that the world cannot endure without males and females. Both are needed, to perpetuate humanity. But then it says, Ashrei me, praise who is the person whose children are males, and oilo to the person who has daughters. Similarly, it says the world can't endure without either spice dealers and different type of things. And the Gemara goes into Darshan, other ideas here. So Rav Shach likes to point out a comment to the Gra. The Gra says that this Gemara, again, is assuming before the days of Cherem Darabeinu Gershom. Because before the days of Cherem Darabeinu Gershom, so a person could have multiple wives, and you could propagate the world, times over and over and over again by having multiple wives. The Gemara here is talking about Pur Revu. But after the Cherem Darabeinu Gershom says the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara doesn't apply anymore. The principle of the Gemara, that there's a shvacht of a boy over a girl, doesn't exist anymore, because everything's on equal footing. Rav Shechter once told me that he heard somebody quoting Rabbi Soloveitchik, that there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch regarding making the bracha of Atova Meitiv, or Shechianu, after the birth of a boy or a girl. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that if the father is equally rejoicing over having a girl versus a boy, it doesn't make a difference to him. It's true in many cases. Every father wants to have a son. Every father wants to have, that boy in order to, play baseball with, whatever they want to do with them, whatever fathers do with sons. But so the father's looking forward to her boy. So said Rabbi Soloveitchik, if the father's equally rejoiceful over the girl and the boy, it doesn't make a difference to him, then perhaps, he said, there's a place to say you could say Atova Meitiv by the girl as well. Because it's all on your feeling about the events that occurred. I want to read to you from a few comments about this Gemara. A similar statement is found in the Gemara in Kedushin, Pei Beis, and Sanhedrin. So the Meiri in Kedushin explains that besides the simple meaning of nekevos as girls, as nekeva meaning a girl, but it also can mean that something is... not the Meiri. Let's go to the brother of the Maharal. The Maharal's brother has a sefer called the Sefer Achaim, who says that chalila to say that Chazal would say something negative about daughters, as it can't be that they would say something negative about having daughters. So he says the Torah says that there's chalitza when ubein ein lo, when you don't have a ben. So it must mean that ben can mean a child. It doesn't have to mean a boy versus a girl. So he explains the Gemara as follows. Mi shebanav hazacharim osim kemaisa hanekevos vaday oivavoy lefi shehem tuga la'av. He says what the Gemara means is, praise is the person who has sons who act as zacharim, as males, and woe is to the person who has sons who has sons and they act as daughters. They act in a way that is effeminate and not like males. That's how the brother of Maharal explains it. So I want to read from a translation of the Pele Yoetz. The Pele Yoetz is Eliezer Papa, one of the great Sfardi Gedolim of a number of generations ago. He has an encyclopedic work on all different types of machshava. So under the Erech, under the section of Encyclopedia Bas, daughter, listen to what he writes. This is from an English translation. He says, I have seen a most repulsive custom in some places. When a daughter is born, people make fun and ridicule the event. These and other words of mockery are contrived such that someone whose wife gives birth to a girl cannot find a place to hide from the pursuit of words of mirth and derision. This practice is disgusting to me. I invoke the Pasuk in Mishlei, one who ridicules the poor has blasphemed his creator. For from this, the hidden matters of Hashem, that he gives sons to whom he wants and he grants daughters to whom he wishes. Nobody's in charge of having a son or a daughter. It's up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Consequently, one who scoffs at the birth of a daughter is demeaning Hashem. In addition to committing a terrible offense of mockery, there is even a greater folly among those ignoramuses that if one's wife gives birth to a son, he loves her and honors her greatly, but if she gives birth to a girl, he alienates her and abandons her. How great is her loneliness and grief? How foolish are these people? What does he want from his wife? Did she go to the marketplace and choose to buy him a daughter, not a son? Furthermore, what business does he have with the hidden matters of Hashem? Perhaps daughters will be better for him than sons as much as their fortune and portion will be good. We have seen fathers who rejoiced for their daughters together with their sons and whose daughters' fortune in life was better than their brothers. Woe unto the man whose sons are like daughters and even worse than daughters when there are many, for great is the number of ignoramuses and men of brilliance are few. He says, too many sons, too many amaratzim. Daughters end up being smarter anyway, and they do the right things. So many are the pains of the father of sons in regards to their Torah learning and Avodas Hashem. This is not so for the father of daughters, who only has the responsibility to teach them an occupation and good character. The Gemara continues in Bava Basra. The Gemara says that this disagreement also depends on a machlokas tanayim that we are all familiar with, but we only know one side of the machlokas. The Torah says, "Vashem Beirach is Avraham Bako." Right? So we know only one side of the machlokas. But let's see the whole machlokas. One opinion, Rabbi Meir, says the bracha is that he did not have a daughter. Hashem Beirach is Avraham Bako. And he didn't have a daughter. What does that mean? So the Ramban on that pasuk says that Avraham didn't want to have a daughter. Because he would have had to have if he had a daughter, where would the daughter have gone to get married? She would have had to have left his home and to go marry a Kanani. And he would have had the lower hand, and she would have gone off and done Avodah Zarah. So Avram davened to Hashem not to have a daughter, because if he had a daughter, he might have lost her to the Umas HaOlam, to Avodah Zarah, and not been able to teach his daughter and raise her in the proper way. That's how the Ramban understands it. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, the bracha was that he had a daughter. That's the one that we know, that the daughter's name was Bakol, right? And others say, Avram had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. That's the Gemara here above the Basra. So, as we said, the Gemara needs to discuss this as well, other Mar Makomas as well, the meaning of naming the daughter the proper day things like that. It's also discussed in different Svarim. The Sefer Shorshim and Ashkenaz Chelek Aleph has a long arich about once they have a daughter, but not for right now. We'll just end with the Ramban here on that piece. The Ramban on the idea of that he wanted to have a daughter. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda Darish Kibas Haisalo. Rabbi Yehuda expounds, I didn't put it in the sheet, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda expounds that Avram did have a daughter. Dafilu Barta Lo Chisrei Rachmana. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not cause him to be lacking even in a daughter. And then the Ramban says, V'hi habracha bakol, ki halo b'chol asher yechamdu anashim lo chasadavar. And this is the blessing of Bakol, that he had everything that people desire in life. He lacked nothing, i.e. a daughter. That having a daughter is everything a person desires in life. That's what the Ramban says. Having a daughter is what people want. And therefore he says, this is the bracha that was given to Avram Avinu to have this as a child. Okay, we'll conclude here.